USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Power slowly returned in New Orleans Wednesday, nearly 3 days after Hurricane Ida made landfall in Louisiana. Electricity supplier Entergy tweeting Wednesday morning that they'd taken the first steps in restoring power to the area, with lights coming back on the east side of New Orleans. Nearly 1 million people in Louisiana and Mississippi remain without power, which could take a few weeks to restore in some of the hardest hit areas. President Biden will travel to Louisiana later this week to survey the damage from the storm. The White House says Biden met virtually earlier this week with Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards and Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves to discuss how the federal government can assist in recovery efforts. And the Centers for Disease Control is asking unvaccinated Americans to stay home over the holiday weekend. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky said that vaccinated Americans should take precautions if they decide to travel over the Labor Day weekend. According to data from Johns Hopkins University, the U.S. is averaging about 160,000 new COVID cases a day. This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow. Made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River, its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. Giza Dream Sheets as low as $49.99, but only if you use my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets Special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
The Calder wildfire continues to threaten the resort town of South Lake Tahoe as it burns through the Sierra Nevada mountain range. As of Wednesday afternoon, it was burning through Amador and El Dorado counties in Northern California, having scorched more than 204,000 acres. CAL FIRE says that the blaze is 20% contained. CAL FIRE spokesman Henry Herrera says that conditions have come together in a perfect storm to create the massive fire. He tells CNBC that the more than 4,000 firefighters battling the blaze are focused on saving lives and then communities.
Well, our number one priority is life and the health and safety of our firefighters. Our second priority is to save homes, communities, people's where they live. And that's what we're focusing on the northeast end of the fire around Myers and South Lake Tahoe. We've been building containment lines to keep the fire from entering those areas. We are building contingency lines areas and in the event that the fire crosses those containment lines. And so far we've been successful to keep the fire away from the communities.
This is USA Radio News.
Bingo!
You have to try Bingo Treasure, the bingo game you play anywhere. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com from your smartphone, your tablet, or your computer and play Bingo Treasure for free. Play one card, play more. Work your way through the maze of bingo fun. Bingo Treasure is bingo at the next level. Go right now to BingoRadioUSA.com for your free account and free play. Join the bingo revolution. It's free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com.
The debate continues at the FDA over COVID vaccine booster shots. Tim Berg has more.
Top federal health officials are defending the Biden administration's approach to coronavirus vaccine booster shots after two senior scientists in the Food and Drug Administration's vaccine division announced their intent to leave the agency. The announcement comes as the FDA is weighing the evidence for coronavirus vaccine booster doses as well as shots for children. It also comes amid debate and criticism over whether the Biden administration is jumping ahead of the scientific review process in announcing booster shots for everyone will be available by the week of September 20th. While some studies have found some waning effectiveness of the vaccine against infection, members of the panel said during a meeting earlier this week that the evidence was not clear enough to justify a booster recommendation. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And a new poll says that a majority of Americans believe the country is on the wrong track. According to a new Political Morning Consult poll, about 6 in 10 voters say that the country is on the wrong track, with only 39% believing that the U.S. is heading in the right direction. The same poll also found that President Biden only held a 47% approval rating, compared with 49% of respondents disapproving of his job performance. 50% of those surveyed agreed with President Biden's decision to remove all U.S. troops from Afghanistan. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.